This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protests over the NEET issue. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members raised the issue of alleged police action during students' protests and alleged anomalies in Ayodhya Ram Mandir donations. Mr. Birla said, "Today the country is celebrating International Youth Day, and the youth of the country also want discussions on issues concerning them." The Speaker urged the opposition members not to undermine the dignity of Parliament and allow the House to take up question hour, but the opposition were on their feet pressing their demand. However, due to continuous uproar by the opposition members, the Speaker adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today released the autobiography of former President Ram Nath Kovind titled Triumph of the Indian Republic, My Life, My Struggles, in New Delhi. The autobiography offers a deeply personal account of Mr. Kovind's remarkable life journey, tracing his experiences, struggles and achievements from his early years to his distinguished public life and eventual service as the 14th President of India. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Kovind's autobiography will not only provide insights into his life, personality and contributions, but also serve as a legacy for Indian democracy and society.
हमें भविष्य में कोविंद जी जैसे अनेकों युवा चाहिए जो परेशानियों से परास्त न हो, जो मुश्किलों से मायूस न हो, बल्कि अपनी मेहनत से हर मंजिल को आसान बनाने का हौसला रखे। इसी बदलाव से सशक्त भारत के निर्माण का संकल्प पूरा होगा। यहीं से आत्मनिर्भर और विकसित भारत का रास्ता बनेगा।
Union Minister of State for Law and Justice, Arjun Ram Meghwal, today underlined that the Tribunal Reforms Bill 2026 marks a transformative shift towards institutionalized, transparent and accountable tribunal governance, placing the National Tribunals Commission at the core of a stronger tribunal ecosystem. Writing an article for an English daily, the minister noted that the bill seeks to strengthen the governance architecture of tribunals without altering their substantive jurisdiction. Mr. Meghwal added that the bill represents the next stage of a broader reform journey aimed at making India's legal and regulatory ecosystem more modern, predictable and effective. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that the spirit of Vande Mataram had inspired India's freedom struggle and continues to strengthen the nation's identity today. He said this while addressing the participants of Har Ghar Tiranga bike rally organized by the Culture Ministry, marking 150 years of the national song. The Vice President said that the words of Vande Mataram had ignited patriotism and united people across regions, languages, faiths and backgrounds. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitinder Singh has paid tribute to ISRO's first chairman, Dr. Vikram Sarabhai, on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Dr. Singh described Mr. Sarabhai as one of the founding fathers of India's space program. In Himachal Pradesh, four people were killed in an accident while nine others were injured after a Bolero pickup vehicle fell into a deep gorge at Gatlong in Sirmaur district. The condition of two of the injured is reported to be critical. The injured have been referred to the medical college in Nahan for treatment. The police are currently investigating the matter. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.7% lower in the forenoon session today. The Sensex shed 555 points to 77,599, while the Nifty dropped 177 points to 24,295 when reports last came in. Indian Grandmaster R. Pragananda defeated Javakir Sindrov in a second round match of the Singfield Cup in St. Louis, United States, in his first victory in the tournament, which is the penultimate event of the Grand Chess Tour. And that is the end of this news bulletin.